It's Wednesday afternoon, and that is time for SOTA Money Trends on WWL. And from Metairie Bank, Scott Shellis joins us on WWL. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hello, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good. Scott, I think we can all agree that debt, I guess there's some cases where it doesn't, but for the average person, debt sucks.
And
you can
yes,
read, you can read statistics about how damaging debt is to you. For example, if you have $10,000 in on a credit card debt and you're paying 17% interest a year, and you pay, or 17% interest, you pay $150 a month, it's going to take you 17 years to pay back over $20,000. I don't think we realize that. So debt is dangerous. It sucks our money without us realizing it. And most people, in fact, the survey that I see from New Orleans City Business shows that 22% of Americans don't have any plan to pay off their debt. What can people start to do?
Well, 17% is almost on the conservative side for interest rates right now as well. So the article may be even lacking in current interest rate scenarios. So it's even worse right now than it has been. Obviously, as Fed moves up short-term borrowing rates, as they move up short-term borrowing rates, credit card interest also move up with that. So people aren't watching this, but the credit cards are getting a little bit out of control. Obviously, the best advice would be if you don't have the cash to pay for it, don't buy it.
Yeah.
Hold off, especially in this economy right now, you're paying top dollar for items due to inflation, then you're paying top dollar on the interest that you're using to finance those purchases. So the best advice obviously would be if you don't need it and you don't have the cash to pay for it, don't buy it unless you absolutely have to.
And there are always going to be people who, you feel badly for people who have an emergency. And they have to charge something. They have to run up the debt because of an emergency. And if you don't have to buy something, don't buy it. That leaves room for those emergencies.
Well, if you don't buy it and you start saving a little bit as opposed to buying at will, we've been a consumer society for several years now. If you could just hold off on those and stick to the need to haves instead of the want to haves, limit those debts. Maybe have a little bit of a spare cash around when you need to have those emergency funding. But absolutely. If you have no choice, credit is the way to go with it. Now, how you place your credit is something to be concerned with. You should always look for the best deals on a credit card. If you need to have a credit card, try to limit your credit cards to one or two at most, rather than having multiple minimum payments due that'll take, like you said, 17 years to repay.
Yeah.
Some people do the credit card bounce around, right? There's, I don't know how frequent it is now in this economy, but there's constantly receiving offers for 0% credit cards for 12 months. You can always move those balances over to try to save some interest. But I think if you have the capacity to borrow money and if you're making your payments on time, hopefully you're at least making those minimum payments as they come due, that you have a good enough credit score that you maybe go out to an institution such as Metairie Bank and seeing what type of debt consolidation programs they have, from whether it be an unsecured installment loan
right. That
would take that 17-year loan and that you would pay on your credit cards and maybe pay it off in 3 years or 5 years. Secondly would be home equity loans. If you have equity in your property that you could maybe borrow against, home equity lines of credit, those rates are going up too. But even at, say 6.75% for a current pricing on a home equity line of credit, way better than 17% to 28% on credit cards.
Sure, I know. I'm a typical consumer, and I don't pay attention to that as much as I should. And I'm sure that I'm getting taken to the cleaners on a couple of different things. But I think the real key is what you said earlier, and that is if you can't afford it, don't buy it. There might be something that you need right now, and you want it. If you don't need it, don't buy it. I guess that's the best way to keep down your credit card debt.
Well, that's what the government's trying to do right now with the increase in interest rates. They're trying to increase supply by reducing demand. So they're making it more unaffordable for you to buy things with these increased interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So they're asking you not to buy things right now. I mean, it hurts businesses. It hurts employees of those businesses, which with a little bit of pain, we can get through this high interest rate environment and inflation and get back down to a normal world. But Scoot, in addition to just paying the minimum payment on credit cards, pick the higher rate interest card that you have in your pile of cards, if you have several, and start paying, get regimented on paying additional principal on that. Don't just pay the minimum payment. You'd be shocked how that 17 years can turn down to 5 if you were just add some money to the principal, as opposed to paying the interest-only requirements based on
And the credit card companies will know that if you pay over the minimum amount, that other amount is going to the principal?
Absolutely. Anything in excess of interest that's billed for that month is automatically applied as a principal reduction.
Reduce
your interest expense the following month.
Where would people go to look, Scott, for their the percentage, the interest on their credit card? Because they may not just know offhand.
It should be on the credit card statement itself that you receive. If not, contact the company and ask them for a copy of their terms that nobody reads when they get them.
Right.
There's like 10 pages of font to print that's filled up there that nobody bothers to read. They're instant gratification mode where they see that credit card. They may have been given a teaser rate to start off with, but they didn't follow up and manage the rates on the card. So you can always call up the lender and ask them to reduce the interest rate if that's possible. It was probably more possible a few months ago than it is right now in this current rate environment, but maybe the lender is willing to concede on some of the interest rate to make it a little bit more for you. Doesn't hurt to ask. Right.
Yeah, there's a card that I use, and I'm sure there are other people that do this, where I get mileage, and so I can travel on the mileage, but I put a lot of things on that credit card, but I pay it off entirely or almost entirely at the end of every month. So I guess that's a case of I'm not buying something I can't afford. I'm just taking advantage of the credit card.
And you get protection from making purchases with credit cards. Online purchases are better protected than, say, using your debit card So credit cards have their and yes, paying it off in full is always the advisable way to do it, if at all humanly possible. And it is great to get those little extra miles for airlines or cash backs for promotion purchases. Stay within your means.
Scott, what does somebody do if they've got some credit card debt and they've got a couple of different cards? What would be their first step if they want to start planning to pay off their debt? What's your advice to them?
I would look to the one that, like I said before, the one with the highest interest rate and start making additional principal payments on it. You can continue to pay the minimum payment on the low rate card. Say if you have a 0% card and you're still working on that, leave that one and stick with the minimum payments and go for the high interest rate cards that you're paying the most interest on, or for that matter, go to the highest balance card and start paying against it. Just to reduce your ongoing expenses as you go forward.
And if the minimum payment is, say, $75 a month, you pay $100 if you can that month. That money is going to go toward the principal and help you retire that debt.
Absolutely. Any little bit helps.
Good advice. Scott Shellis, Metairie Bank, thanks for your time and your expertise.